Mail-order pharmacy has evolved to meet the growing prescription needs of Americans. To maintain the USP recommended storage parameters, most medications should remain at room temperature, which is defined as 20 to 25 degrees Celsius or 68 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit during transit. However, medications are typically mailed out in bubble padded envelopes without any temperature monitors. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to evaluate if the shipping methods used by mail-order pharmacies expose the contents of unrefrigerated packages to potentially unsafe temperatures. The mean kinetic temperature is a common method utilized by USP and manufacturers to analyze if a drug product is stored outside of its respective label storage conditions. An EliteTech temperature data logger was placed in each standard bubble-lined mailer to record the mean kinetic temperature every 20 minutes during the trip. The packages were mailed out from Salt Lake City via the United States Postal Service to 6 destinations. The destinations included Tucson, Arizona, Palo Alto, California, Largo, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Baltimore, Maryland, and Katy, Texas. 4 mailings occurred during the winter season, which was defined as December 2019 to February of 2020, and 3 mailings during the summer season, which was defined as June to August of 2020. Descriptive statistics were conducted using Microsoft Excel, and a chi-squared test was conducted using Status software. 7 out of the 8 trips to each of the 6 destinations were included for analysis. The 4th summer mailing was excluded because it was deemed lost in transit due to the COVID-19 delays experienced by the United States Postal Service. All packages fell outside of the acceptable USP excursion storage temperature range during transit, which is defined as 15 to 30 degrees Celsius. The percentage of time outside this range was 16.7 to 32.4% during the winter season, and 3.9 to 13.1% during the summer season. The percentage of temperature readings outside of the acceptable excursion temperature range was significantly different between the winter and summer seasons, with p-values less than 0.001 for all locations. There was no association between delivery time and/or travel distance and the percentage of time outside of the acceptable excursion temperature range. There are several notable limitations, including the number of mailings, only assessing unrefrigerated packaging, and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the United States Postal Service. However, the study still supports the notion that the current shipping methods used by mail-order pharmacies expose the contents of non-refrigerated packages to potentially unsafe temperatures. Future studies are needed to assess true causal associations and to further characterize at what temperature and/or length of exposure is associated with decreases in medication efficacy. Furthermore, advocating for the increased regulation of mail-order pharmacies to ensure appropriate storage conditions are maintained throughout transit is paramount, as mail-order pharmacy continues to evolve to meet the growing prescription needs of Americans.